Mira's grandmother died in early spring. She was 86 years old, and she had been ill for several months. The family was very sad, but her death was not a surprise. A few weeks after the funeral, Mira and her mother went to the grandmother's small flat. They had to clean it and decide what to do with her things. It was a quiet afternoon. They worked slowly, sorting books and clothes into boxes. Some things were for charity. Some things were to keep. In the bottom drawer of an old desk, Mira found a small wooden box. It was locked, but the key was inside another small envelope on top of the box. Mira opened the box. Inside, there were about 30 letters, all tied together with a thin red ribbon. The letters were old, written on thin paper, and the writing was neat. Mira opened the first letter. It was dated 1959, long before her grandmother had married her grandfather. The letter was from a young man called David. He wrote about going for walks together, about a small cafe where they had met, about a film they had seen. Mira read three or four letters quickly. They were all from David. They were all from 1959 and 1960. They were warm and gentle and full of small everyday details. Mira called her mother into the room. Mira, "Mum, look at these. Did you know about a man called David?" Her mother sat down and read one of the letters carefully. She was quiet for a moment. "Mother, no, I never knew his name. But I remember once, when she was very old, my mother said something about a young man she had known before she met your grandfather. She said it had been important. She did not say more." Mira put the letters back in the box. She held the box carefully for a moment. "Mira, should we read all of them?" "Mother, maybe later, maybe slowly. They are part of her life that we did not know. We should be careful with them." They put the box on the kitchen table. They went on with the cleaning, but they were both quieter than before. Mira understood, suddenly, that her grandmother had been a young woman once, with her own life, her own friends, her own story, long before she had become anyone's grandmother.